The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for Sunday, March 11th.
Brought to you by iPrep Press, creators of the Merriam-Webster Pocket Dictionary for the iPod. If it's on your iPod, it's always with you. Download it today at www.ipreppress.com.
The word of the day for March 11th is chimera, spelled C-H-I-M-E-R-A. Chimera is a noun that means an imaginary monster made of different and incongruous parts, or an illusion or fabrication of the mind, especially an unattainable dream, as in this sentence, Jared decided to leave the company upon realizing his hopes for advancement were merely a chimera. In Greek mythology, the chimera was a fearsome, fire-breathing monster with a lion's head, a goat's body, and a dragon's tail. She terrorized the people of Lycia until their king asked the hero Bellerophon, grandson of Sisyphus, to slay her. The king had an ulterior motive, though. His son-in-law wanted Bellerophon killed, and they were sure the chimera would do the job. But Bellerophon called in Pegasus, the winged horse, and brought the chimera down from above. The beast lived on in people's imaginations, and English speakers adopted the name for any similarly grotesque monster, or, by extension, for anything fanciful or impossible. With your word of the day for Sunday, March 11th, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
For more information, visit Merriam-Webster online at www.merriam-webster.com.